Now, really, who are the members? What is the structure of the free speech movement?
Yes,
who would like to answer that?
I think I can start out on that question. I've been involved in the FSM on and off for a while, and I know how the decisions are made. And I would say this: the decisions are made by two groups, the executive committee and the steering committee. The executive committee is a very democratic group. It's composed of two members from each political organization on campus that have had some interest in this controversy. The executive committee then elected a steering committee, which handles the decision-making, main decisions that are made on the spot. Now, as far as how these decisions are made, most of them are made very democratically. The executive committee meets, decides on a general course of action, and then they bring these proposals to the students at large during a rally, and they submit them to the students, and they ask whether the students agree with these proposals before they take any action on them.
That's all very democratic, Keith, but